Everyone, welcome back to episode 3 of Big Cities Volley Talk. Today we have Coach T.
Hey everybody.
And we have Chloe.
Hi guys.
Before we move on, we just basically wanted to mention our stance on the Black Lives Matter movement. And, you know, we don't agree with racism. Racism has no place here, especially in Big City. Nobody should be afraid of their lives. Nobody should be afraid to go outside or anything in general or anything at all just because of the color of their skin. So, you know, we should all be doing our part, whether it's spreading awareness, any assistance that can be provided, anything in general. And once again, racism has no place in the Big City team.
I mean, from personal experience, I know all of our members, Big City Volleyballers, or just even people who stop by, they're all a part of our community and everybody does matter. So if you know anybody who's being personally affected by this, please reach out. You never know who needs a friend.
So today we have Chloe Trujillo. She's one of our very own youth league players. She's been personally coached by Coach T at Dwight High School. And she's also the founder of a nonprofit organization called Sustainable Starts. Welcome, Chloe.
Hi. So yeah, as you mentioned, I go to Dwight. I am about to be a senior, and I'm the founder and president of Sustainable Start. And we're basically a student-run nonprofit. A bunch of other of our members actually go to Dwight and Big City. But what we do is we provide high quality and eco-friendly hygiene products to New Yorkers experiencing homelessness. So we do this by partnering with other organizations and companies to have either discounted products or just products that they donate to us, as well as donations from individuals. And then we make these hygiene kits and we distribute them to various homeless shelters and drop-in centers around the city.
Nice.
That's awesome. So when did you get started on this program? How long has it been running?
So the idea started in 2019, and I've been working on it since about December, like really putting it into action with the help of my peers and other people who have experience with nonprofits. But we've been actually distributing kits since February. So we've been doing this for a few months now. We actually handed out another 500 today, yesterday, and the day before. And I think we're still going to be handing them out tomorrow. But yeah.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Chloe, how does it feel like to start all of this at such a young age?
I mean, a lot of people want to support us because we're student-run and because we're young people trying to make a difference in our community.
Yes.
They recognize that the people who are taking initiative now are going to be our leaders in the future. And just generally, since COVID has been happening and there's been civil rights movements happening as well, everybody wants to back their community in some way. So to be doing that through young people has actually been like a really helpful way for people to support us. We've gotten a lot of support from other companies from our school and also just like media who want to interview young people who are doing things like that. So yeah, it feels really good. Even if I wasn't like young, it just feels amazing to be doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely a huge accomplishment and I couldn't be more proud of you.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you kind of just got ahead of the pandemic, right? This is something you started since before then. So let's tackle the future. Where do you see this organization growing or expanding? Is that something?
I mean, obviously before COVID, we did see a need for, it was mostly an empowerment project to try to get our neighbors who don't really have access to showers constantly or just running water, other hygiene supplies, just to empower them and make them feel respected and heard and boost their social interactions, like with job interviews and things like that. But since COVID hit, everybody's obviously been a lot more conscious about how hygienic they are and like if they're wearing a mask or if they're washing their hands every now and then, which are things that our homeless neighbors aren't able to do regularly. So, I mean, right now, the goal is just to make sure that we have masks and hand sanitizer in all of our kits, and we're giving out as many kits as possible. But we've recently, since we can't gather anymore, we've been trying to find new ways for companies to sponsor us. And one of the ways that we were thinking of doing is having companies pay or like sponsor 500 kits, and then their team would do a team building exercise to put them all together and help us distribute them. And as businesses are opening up again, we are hoping to make more and more partners this way. So that's our more immediate future. But going forward, we hope to expand to LA as well, because they do have the second highest number of homeless people on the streets.
Wow.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, so we'll attach the link somewhere, you know, to Chloe's personal website for this project. So, you know, on that same topic, where do you see yourself after Dwight High School?
I mean, my dream college, I know you're not supposed to have a dream college, but my dream college is Wharton, because I really do want to study business in the future. And I do love their emphasis on social innovation, because a big part of my life is just community outreach.
Yes.
Even if it wasn't part of Sustainable Start, I've been involved in just like the New York Common Pantry through Dwight is such a great organization that I love to volunteer with. But I definitely do want to do business in the future, probably pursue either computer science or just civil engineering as well, because I like the idea of developing a company, but also building the product that we're selling. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I personally was directionless in high school and for a long time after that. So it's good to know what you want, and happy for you.
So Chloe, like, where do you see yourself playing volleyball now after you leave me?
Well, I definitely do want to play in college, although I'm not sure if I'd be able to play it at the most competitive level. But a big thing about me is that, like, I'm a city girl. I love interacting with people all the time. I'm a big city girl. Even in New York, not in college yet, but like even on the off season, even with you, you know, I would go to the park and play pickup games, and I make a lot of friends through there. So I can definitely see myself doing that in college, and even as an adult, play with my mom all the time. So in the very, very far future.
Yeah. Would you see yourself joining like an adult league, or maybe like just a league in general, I suppose?
Yeah, because I mean, volleyball is one of my favorite sports, or is my favorite sport, because the emphasis isn't really on, like, it's not contact sport. It's not really on, like, you versus somebody else. It's more about how you work as a team. And I think that's also why I'm so drawn to business, because I really love team efforts and working with other people. So I definitely will be involved in volleyball in the future. It's a nice way to express myself with other people in a low pressure environment, or high pressure, depending on how competitive the game is. Yeah.
That's where you and I are completely different. I don't know. Have you ever had a school project with like multiple people, like a group? Like,
they all lack, and it's just
they always let me down. Like,
yeah. See, that's the thing about volleyball is because everybody there also really does want to be part of the team, and actually putting like the starters, being a starter is such an achievement, just because you can show that like your drive is there and you're matched with other people who are at your level and who want to play with you. So that's like the greatest thing about Dwight, I think, is because all of the people who play on the team are just, they really want to be there, and they're just so amazing.
Yes, I agree.
Definitely, yeah. Well, with that, I agree with you. Yeah. You know, in a team sport, if everyone matches your competitiveness, it can be awesome. Okay, so let's move on from there. So before the quarantine and COVID in general, what did a typical day look like for you? Because I know you've been involved in volleyball, this nonprofit organization, and you were in school as well. So how has that changed?
So I guess I'm trying to think. So basically at the very beginning of the school year, it was volleyball season. Like, I would go through the school day, and just wait for the games, wait for the practices. Obviously, now that can't really happen anymore. But, I mean, my teachers are really supportive in everything that I do. They know that I'm really involved in, like, extracurriculars as well. So they've been really helpful in trying to ease the workload or just give me a little bit of leeway to pursue things like volleyball and the nonprofit. But I don't know, I very much like to be busy. So like, I love volleyball because even if I'm not playing, I can be practicing. And since this nonprofit started after the season, I don't know what it's going to look like yet. I don't think anybody knows what school's going to look like going forward, but yeah, it hasn't been unmanageable. I will say that it's been very fun for me.
Yeah, I could imagine it could be like a big change. But what are ways that you've been keeping busy or any hobbies you picked up during quarantine?
I am learning how to play tennis because volleyball you need a bunch of players for, but tennis is more like back and forth. I'm not terrible at it because I like using my hands for sports. But I mean, I wish that I could find other people who I could play volleyball with just because like senior year is coming up. And I really hope that we do have a season because it'd be really sad if junior year was my last season. But yeah, I've been more into outdoor sports more. I've also been biking a lot. I might learn how to surf in a few days, so that'll be very interesting.
Okay. Actually, it's funny that you bring up tennis. I actually used to play tennis for 7 years.
Really?
Yeah, as a kid. I don't bring it up because there's club volleyball. I was like on a club tennis team. And I didn't know because I was like 8 or like, yeah, 9. Like I was super young in elementary school. And I had no idea that there was going to be like a travel circuit for me to compete in or anything. But the one I was in was regional and it got to the point where I just kept playing like the same people. And I got bored. So I stopped playing. And then, a couple years later, my mom's like, she's like, oh, I can't believe, you know, you don't even play tennis anymore, blah, blah. And I was like, well, I kind of like kept seeing the same people, kept playing kind of the same game. And although I kept seeing the same people, like I was playing kids that weren't my age level all the time. So it wasn't apples to apples. It wasn't like, oh, okay, I'll see you at school later. Or yeah, I'll see you here. Like they came from different places, were different ages, not necessarily same grade. So I wasn't really able to, form a bond with them. Like I was able to form a bond with my volleyball team. So although you like tennis, volleyball is where the heart is.
Nice. So on the topic of volleyball, so Chloe, tell us what position Coach T has you play, if not, that's the position you'd want to play, you know, and what are you doing to possibly, you know, to help your possible season?
Yeah, so I am a middle hitter. I don't remember what position you wanted me to try out one time. Was it like outside?
I feel like it was outside at one time, but I always wanted you for a middle.
like my thing is I like passing and I like hitting, but being an outside, I don't know, it feels weird. Like I feel like since I was trained as a middle from the start, because when I was a freshman, that's what you needed on the varsity team. So since I was trained as a middle, like, obviously, it doesn't take that much time to learn a different position, but it just felt a little weird. I don't know. Like, I feel like I identify as a middle.
Well, the approach is very different.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I feel like if I practiced enough, I would definitely be able to get the hang of being an outside, but I really like just being, like, shooting out and being a middle, because especially the setter at our school, Nina, she's so good and she's like really fun to just like put like a quick ball and then just spike it. And I feel like an outside, like I get too much in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I also really, really like blocking because I used to be really scared of it before. And then as soon as, I mean, I broke my finger. Oh, it's kind of like gross, but I broke my finger.
Let me see.
And it's not going to go back ever unless I get surgery. But it was in a game against a school that we had, like, they kept kicking our ass. Can I say that? Yeah, so they kept beating us, and I was really upset. And I was just like, you know what? Like, it's like I'm not too scared to block anymore. Like, I just need to beat them. So I kept trying to block them. And then I didn't even break it blocking. I broke it tipping, but we won the game, so it was worth it. And, like, the adrenaline was so – it was just so much I didn't even notice that it was broken. And I realized, like, from there that, like, if I'm blocking in a game, it's just, like, being able to get your hands on the ball while somebody's trying to spike it in your face and you put it back on their side, like, that is the greatest adrenaline rush that – unless you're
– So, Chloe, like, where do you see yourself playing volleyball now after you leave me?
Well, I definitely do want to play in college, although I'm not sure if I'd be able to play it at the most competitive level. But a big thing about me is that, like, I'm a city girl. I love interacting with people all the time. I'm a big city girl. Even in New York, I'm not in college yet, but, like, even on the off season, even with you, you know, I would go to the park and play pickup games, and I make a lot of friends through there. So I can definitely see myself doing that in college and even as an adult, play with my mom all the time. So yeah. In the very, very far future.
Yeah. Would you see yourself joining, like, an adult league or maybe, like, just a league in general, I suppose?
Yeah, because, I mean, volleyball is one of my favorite sports, or is my favorite sport, because the emphasis isn't really on, like, it's not contact sport. It's not really on, like, you versus somebody else. It's more about how you work as a team. And I think that's also why I'm so drawn to business, because I really love team efforts and working with other people. So I definitely will be involved in volleyball in the future. It's a nice way to express myself with other people in a low pressure environment, or high pressure, depending on how competitive the game is. Yeah.
But that's where you and I are. That's where you and I are completely different. I don't know. Have you ever had a school project with, like, multiple people, like a group? Like,
they all lack, and it's just
they always let me down. Like,
yeah. See, that's the thing about volleyball is because everybody there also really does want to be part of the team and actually putting, like, the starters. Being a starter is such an achievement just because you can show that, like, your drive is there and you're matched with other people who are at your level and who want to play with you. So that's, like, the greatest thing about Dwight, I think, is because all of the people who play on the team are just, they really want to be there, and they're just so amazing.
Yes, I agree.
Definitely, yeah. Well, with that, I agree with you, yeah. You know, that, in a team sport, if everyone matches your competitiveness, it can be awesome. Okay, so let's move on from there. So before the quarantine and COVID in general, what did a typical day look like for you? Because I know you've been involved in volleyball, this nonprofit organization, and you were in school as well. So how has that changed?
So I guess I'm trying to think. So basically at the very beginning of the school year, it was volleyball season. Like, I would go through the school day and just wait for the games, wait for the practices. Obviously, now that can't really happen anymore. But, I mean, my teachers are really supportive in everything that I do. They know that I'm really involved in, like, extracurriculars as well. So they've been really helpful in trying to ease the workload or just give me a little bit of leeway to pursue things like volleyball and the nonprofit. But I don't know, I very much like to be busy. So, like, I love volleyball because even if I'm not playing, I can be practicing. And since this nonprofit started after the season, I don't know what it's going to look like yet. I don't think anybody knows what school's going to look like going forward, but, Yeah, it hasn't been unmanageable. I will say that. It's been very fun for me.
Yeah, I could imagine it could be like a big change. But what are ways that you've been keeping busy or any hobbies you picked up during quarantine?
I am learning how to play tennis because volleyball you need a bunch of players for, but tennis is more like back and forth. I'm not terrible at it because I like using my hands for sports. But I mean, I wish that I could find other people who I could play volleyball with just because like senior year is coming up. And I really hope that we do have a season because it'd be really sad if junior year was my last season. But yeah, I've been more into outdoor sports more. I've also been biking a lot. I might learn how to surf in a few days. So that'll be very interesting.
Okay. Actually, it's funny that you bring up tennis. I actually used to play tennis for 7 years.
Really?
Yeah, as a kid. I don't bring it up because there's club volleyball. I was like on a club tennis team. And I didn't know because I was like 8 or like, yeah, 9. Like I was super young in elementary school. And I had no idea that there was going to be like a travel circuit for me to compete in or anything. But the one I was in was regional and it got to the point where I just kept playing like the same people. And I got bored. So I stopped playing. And then, a couple years later, my mom's like, she's like, oh, I can't believe, you know, you don't even play tennis anymore, blah, blah. And I was like, well, I kind of like kept seeing the same people, kept playing kind of the same game. And although I kept seeing the same people, like I was playing kids that weren't my age level all the time. So it wasn't apples to apples. It wasn't like, oh, okay, I'll see you at school later. Or yeah. I'll see you here. Like they came from different places, were different ages, not necessarily same grade. So I wasn't really able to form a bond with them. Like I was able to form a bond with my volleyball team. So although you like tennis, volleyball is where the heart is.
Nice. So on the topic of volleyball, so Chloe, tell us what position Coach T has you play, if not that's the position you'd want to play, and what are you doing to possibly, to help your possible season?
Yeah, so I am a middle hitter. I don't remember what position you wanted me to try out one time. Was it like outside?
I feel like it was outside at one time, but I always wanted you for a middle.
like my thing is I like passing and I like hitting, but being an outside, I don't know, it feels weird. Like I feel like since I was trained as a middle from the start, because when I was a freshman, that's what you needed on the varsity team. So since I was trained as a middle, like obviously it doesn't take that much time to learn a different position, but it just felt a little weird. I don't know, like I feel like I identify as a middle.
Well, the approach is very different.
Yeah, like I feel like if I practiced enough I would definitely be able to get the hang of being an outside, but I really like just being like shooting out and being a middle, because especially the setter at our school, Nina, she's so good and she's like really fun to just like put like a quick ball and then just spike it. And I feel like an outside, like I get too much in my head. But I also really, really like blocking, because I used to be really scared of it before. And then as soon as, I mean, I broke my finger. Oh, it's kind of like gross, but I broke my finger.
Let me see.
And it's not going to go back ever unless I get surgery. But it was in a game against a school that they kept beating us and I was really upset. And I was just like, you know what? Like, it's like, I'm not too scared to block anymore. Like, I just need to beat them. So I kept trying to block them. And then I didn't even break it blocking. I broke it tipping, but we won the game, so it was worth it. And like the adrenaline was so, it was just so much. I didn't even notice that it was broken. And I realized like from there that, like, if I'm blocking in a game, it's just like being able to get your hands on the ball while somebody's trying to spike it in your face and you put it back on their side. Like, that is the greatest adrenaline rush that, unless you're spiking, like, it's just volleyball is so fun that I wouldn't even notice if I broke my fingers. So I just stopped being scared from that point. And yeah, so I really got into the position. And I love being a middle. And while I do like passing, I feel like it's more pressure to pass in a game. So I prefer being libero'd out, but I could if I needed to. So I like my position and I don't think that I would change anytime soon.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like, I mean, I personally, I'm pretty sure, like, I'm 100% sure Coach T also enforces it, but you can have your set position, but to be like a great player, you should know how to do everything. Because, like, you know, you never know if someone might get injured, you know, you might have to play another position to compensate. So it's always good to know a little bit of everything, and it would be best to know all the things. But yeah, so have you been doing anything to stay in shape, volleyball shape, for your possible season?
Since we have, or I don't have a tennis court, but my friend has a tennis court and I'm living at his house. Since he has a tennis court, it's kind of similar to play on in terms of, like, it's not just like all grassy. So I've been practicing a little bit with him because we have a volleyball here. But the thing is, since like there's no net and I can't really spike, it's been more passing drills. And I've also tried to improve my setting a bit. So like, you better to know everything in terms, like, instead of being married to one position. So I have been trying to do that because especially since some of our seniors have graduated out, there will be some holes that need to be filled. And if somebody else comes in that's a really good middle, I obviously would want to help out by playing a different position that needs to be filled.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, we're missing a few people from the season for, like, going on to the next one. And I do remember my your freshman year, like, you were just getting touches left and right. And it was really hard for me to want to put you in middle. Because of, like I said, like, passing, like, you were getting some passes way better than some of my other kids. But I do think the middle is a good home for you at the end of the day. But like Marco, Coach Marco said, I do like to teach my kids to have a foot in every door. And I do like that you're a middle that can pass, can serve, receive if I need you to. So Chloe, last question. What is it like to be not just a captain for me, but just the captain on other sports teams, like ones at Big City and obviously at Dwight?
Yeah. So I love being a captain because, I mean, normally when I was a freshman, I kind of thought that the captain was like the scary person that, like, you always had to try to impress and look up to, and like they were your boss in a sense. Mm-hmm. But like I mentioned, I really like teamwork. So being a captain has been really rewarding for me because it kind of, like, on one hand, I'm able to mentor people in a way, like, not exactly, but they do look up to me. Yes. So I've been able to kind of show people the ropes if they're a new player and things like that. But on the other hand, the fact that we're all high schoolers and we're all on the same team, I really like to emphasize the fact that we're kind of on the same level. And I really like the bonds that form between the players and I, because I think they're also expecting a captain to be scary and bossy, but I feel like I'm not that. So on both sides, we both appreciate the fact that it's super friendly and low pressure, but at the same time, we're constantly trying to improve for the other person.
Yes. Do you think these traits and this experience has carried over into your nonprofit? Like, you, I mean, you're the founder, you know, like, you're definitely leading that whole project.
Sure. Yeah, because there are some people who are part of the nonprofit that I don't necessarily get along with the best. I don't know if they're ever going to watch this, but but some people I don't really get along with that well. But being on a team has shown you, like in our games, if somebody has an attitude, it ruins the whole thing. And that has taught me so much. Like, I'm very much a team player now. instead of a boss, just because you can literally see how tension can cause the whole thing to fall apart. Yeah. So it's definitely helped my leadership skills in terms of just how to deal with conflict. I really like being a leader, like I said, for the bond, like the positive bonds that we form versus having control. And so I think that just volleyball, being a captain in volleyball has been super helpful, because even from before when we're practicing and warming up, like it just kind of starts that whole, the whole sense of like having to work for each other and not like controlling other people. And I really like how that carried over into my nonprofit, because it taught me so much.
Yeah. I agree.
That's awesome. Definitely mature above, beyond your years, Chloe. Good job.
Vicious.
Yeah. But now, let's tap into our inner immaturity. So we're going to play a little game called Never Have I Ever. I'm going to ask the questions. I'm going to count from three, and basically, if you've done it, you put you have. If you haven't, have not. Cool?
Yes.
All right. First question. Never have I ever gotten a yellow card. Oh, okay. So we'll start off with Chloe. When did you get a yellow card?
Okay, so... I feel like, I'm not sure. Okay, so basically, there was this game where one of our players had been carded previously for a ridiculous reason. Like, it was, like, the dumbest reason. I don't even remember what it was, but the ref had been super argumentative, not even in that game, but in previous games. And then I accidentally, like, this was when I was younger, so I kept forgetting that you had to sub behind the line, so, or in front of it, and I accidentally stepped like 1 foot. I was about to step in the wrong area to sub, and he was about to like say no, like you can't sub, but I didn't even step over, so I like kind of like stepped back, and I was like I made a show of going, and then he carded me.
I think we spoke about that story that last episode, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's just like I remember watching it like unfold in front of my eyes. And I'm like, I can get my first card today. Chloe's first card is my first card. But no, so like she was trying to, my libero was going in, and she came in front of the central line, and that was the problem. And I just sat there and I was just like, he made like a whole big scene about it. I was confused. Like, mm-hmm. I'd never seen, it would have been one thing if he gave me like a talking to or just said, hey, next time. It was like a straight fire yellow card. And I mean, I'm not a person who makes or likes conflict, so I just let it go. I just let it go and let it happen. But like Chloe said, he was very stern and argumentative, so that game was a little harsh for us. I will go on to say that same referee ended up giving another coach, this is the part we were talking about, another coach in front of us, like 5 yellow cards and 2 red cards, which I've never seen that many cards given in one game ever in my entire life. And she was a new coach, and I felt terrible, and I was like, listen, like, it's not your fault. Like, don't even worry about it, like, take this experience and just learn from it. But like, it's like I felt bad that I got my first yellow card, but that coach got like 5 and then 2 red cards, so I can only imagine how she felt.
All right, so next question. Never have I ever gotten a red card. Okay, awesome. Nice. I mean, we have a great group here.
Close.
I have seen red cards being given, so, but yes. That's a topic for another Okay, next question. Never have I ever missed a serve on Game Point. I think we all have.
Yeah.
Coach C, what's the first story that comes to your mind?
Actually, just immediately in my head, I thought of, okay, so I played a best out of three set, and I had, for some reason, in both sets, I ended up being the person who got the last game point serve, which is, like, really obviously a lot of pressure, especially, like, back in high school. But I do remember, actually, in the set one, I was able to, like, push past it, and then set two, I just crumpled, and it was upsetting, obviously, because we ended up going to a third set, which, you know, we always want to try and avoid. But I did in that moment felt like I had let my team down. It is a lot. That is the only part in the game where it could feel like you're an individual amongst the team. When you're in those moments in general, that's when you need your team support the most.
That's true. Yeah, I know the first thought that I had was right before quarantine, I went to play a tournament in Vegas. And, you know, if you've ever seen me play, like if I ever miss a serve, it's because I'm too ambitious. Like I'll try to get it right behind the net, like in the little corner, but I had been playing bad this entire set. Like I was like hitting to the net, hitting it straight out. And I was just like, I need to get it in. And when I tell you I sailed this ball so far, I don't know what happened, but it just went, hit like a wall or someone. I don't know, but it was so bad. I had to hide. But anyway, we're not talking about that anymore. So I think, Chloe, this is going to be kind of obvious, but never have I ever gotten an injury during volleyball. All right, so Chloe, we heard your story already. Coach T, what happened?
This one's a little gruesome. I most recently, the first thing came into my head, I had played volleyball somewhere else and I had gotten a scab on my knee. Oh yeah, I remember. I got a scab on my knee from diving recklessly to get this ball. Like it was a last minute. I didn't want to get the ball. It wasn't even my ball, but the person who had hit it was being cocky. So I dove the day before this game to go pick it up and I scraped my knee there. The next day I went to go play beach volleyball and there was like a jagged rock and it was hidden in the sand. And I scraped my leg against it and it cut the scab. So it reopened it and there's like blood dripping down my leg while the game is going on. But nobody's like stopping it. Like it went on for a little bit. And I'm like, okay, like, yeah, I'll play with my leg bleeding. Like that's fine. What's blood? By the end of the point, the blood had streamed all the way down to my, going right down, like about to enter like my foot. And we stopped. Somebody, the site supervisor stopped and was like, okay, like this can't be a thing. And I'm like, thanks, somebody cares. So I got an alcohol pad and we tried to patch it up.
Nice.
Just weird. I'm playing beach volleyball.
Yeah, that is pretty weird. Well, I mean, I've sprained my ankle probably like 30 times, but if we're talking about gruesome injuries, I have two. So I'll keep it quick and simple. This one time I was blocking and I guess like my nail was too long, but the block, like the ball went in between my block and like I guess it caught my nail and it just like ripped it. And then I was just like, ow, like that hurt. And then one of my friends was being a jerk. And he was like, what happened? Did you break your nail? And I was like, yeah, I did. And it was like, Anyway, and then in high school, I dove for a ball, and I guess I dove wrong, and I landed wrong, but I dislocated my shoulder. I kept playing, though, because, like Chloe mentioned, it was adrenaline, so that was pretty cool.
Oh, my God.
Chloe, do you have any other injuries you want to mention?
Not any that are, like, especially, like, I know everybody gets bruised and stuff, but I'm just thinking of our former setter, Annabelle. She would come in literally every day just, like, bruises, cuts, like, everywhere because she plays at Dwight and she played outside. I think it was for NYC Juniors, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and I know that that's super, super, super competitive, and she definitely was running around everywhere because she would always be diving. There was, like, not a single ball that she couldn't set. And so when I broke my finger, I was like, you know what? This is, like, probably, like, Annabelle's probably broken her entire body at this point. Like, this is nothing. So, yeah, that's what I think of when I think of volleyball injuries.
Yeah, that's true. She was on a national team.
Nice. Yeah, bruised knees, floor burns, and elbows. That's all going to happen in volleyball.
Yeah.
All right. Next. Never have I ever gotten face packed. If you don't know what a face pack is, it's basically when you just someone hits a ball or the ball just goes straight to your face. Yes. Ready? 3, 2, 1. I have. All right, so Chloe, we'll start with you. What's the first story that comes to your mind?
So it wasn't exactly in my face. It was kind of like here, but I messed up my, like, how to pass it. And it went like that and, like, straight into me. And it, like, it didn't make me black out, but I saw stars. So I remember that. But it wasn't as bad as my freshman year. One of my teammates spiked the ball and gave the other girl a nosebleed. I think it broke her nose.
Yeah.
So I am so thankful that has never happened to me.
That's true. How about you, Coach C?
I remember it clear as day. It was Big City Up play. And this guy who was, like, definitely way taller than me. Had caught in us, like, he got set a shoot, but we weren't expecting it, but I was paying attention, but I was at a weird point where I couldn't block because I wasn't ready for it, and I couldn't per se pull away to or pull closer to get a tip, so I kind of ended up taking a minor step back, and I knew I saw the contact going for my face, so I actually turned, and it hit my jawline. And it popped right up. I was actually
the best.
To make a really good pass. But then we ended
up. That's the best. Yeah. Yeah. I always say that. Like, if you get hit in the chest or in the face, it means you're in the right position. And if it's a great pass, all the power to you. That's the same with my story. Like, it was when I was on the Hunter team. We were running a drill, and Cyrus, he's also at. He also coached with Coach T. He was my former teammate. He went to hit a ball, and I guess, like, he missed it, but it's, like, when the ball spins the other way, it kind of just, like, floats up. Mm-hmm. So I was expecting to dig this ball. I was like, I have it lovely. But the ball just, like, went up, and it just smacked me right in the face. But it was a great up. But I was, like, mortified, and I was like, oh, no, my face. So I stopped playing. Yeah. All right, last question. Even though we are all here mature professionals, never have I ever yelled at a teammate.
Oh, I'm not really ready, but I'm gonna go with this.
All right, Chloe, tell us.
Trying to think of which instance I want to talk about. No, it's not really like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Because, like, I know once you say something, it can't be unsaid. So I never say anything super hurtful. But I just remember, like, we had sisters on our team last year. They would always get into fights on the court. And, like, they would yell at each other, and I know the solution wouldn't be to yell at them even more, but like they just were not listening, and I just yelled at them. I was like, you guys are literally screwing all of us over. Like this is your last year. If we lose this because you guys are in an argument, like that's the dumbest reason. You need to snap out of it. And yeah, it's basically, that's the instance that I can think of.
Yeah, no, simply
I know, like
definitely aren't a thing. Girls in general, you never want to under court.
Sisters, even worse.
It can get super, like, whether, I think with siblings, it's even worse. So you probably just got, probably the worst case scenario. Unless it's like a couple. I think couples might be worse.
Yeah, that too.
I've seen a lot of bad things. But I have yelled at someone. The only story that comes to my mind was, you know, like on service eve, you call each other seams. So if you say like seams left, that just means that you get the ball to your left. Seems right means you get the seam to your right, ball, so on and so forth. So I think, I actually don't even remember who I yelled at. I remember the scenario, the situation. So like seams was left and the ball went in like my left seam, but it was closer to my teammate. So like, it was like obviously their ball. But I guess technically speaking, it was my ball. So like they let it drop and like the ball passed right by their shoulder and they're like, it's not my ball. And I was like, so who's going to get it? But that's about it. I think I'm pretty quiet for the most part. So they must've been doing something before that to get me agitated. Well, thanks for joining us, everyone. That's all we have for today. Don't forget to check out Trivia Nights with Nicole on Monday nights. Visit us at our website, www.bigcityvolleyball.com. And also follow us on social, whether it's Instagram or I don't know what else we have, but
Facebook.
Big City VB. Check us out.
And also, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it. Chloe, thanks so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed this, especially with my favorite, my number one favorite coach. I love this.
So much.
Yeah, so we'll attach more information on Chloe's project, Sustainable Starts. So make sure you check it out. Help out if you can. And everyone, stay safe, stay healthy. Have a good night.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.